Strategy only needs Bitcoin to grow 2% a year to cover its preferred dividends forever. Michael Saylor posted Think Bigger on April 12, 2026. The phrase has preceded every major strategy acquisition since the company started buying Bitcoin in August 2020. At its current pace of over 40,000 BTC per month, the company's next purchase could push its treasury past 800,000 BTC before April ends. But the more interesting number is not how much Strategy is buying. It is how little Bitcoin needs to grow to make the entire capital structure work. The 2% threshold Strategy currently holds 766,970 BTC acquired across 105 transactions since August 2020, at an average cost basis of $75,644 per coin. With Bitcoin trading at $70,021 as of April 13, 2026, the company is sitting on roughly $14.5 billion in unrealized losses on a mark-to-market basis. None of that matters for the dividend math. Strategy's preferred stock instruments, primarily STRF and its successor, STRC, carry fixed dividend obligations. The break-even annual return requirement for covering those dividends indefinitely is approximately 2.05%. If Bitcoin appreciates faster than 2.05% per year on average, Strategy can fund every preferred dividend payment without issuing a single new share of MSTR common stock. For context, Bitcoin's compound annual growth rate since 2020 is north of 50%. Since 2017, it is above 30%. Even the weakest multi-year window in Bitcoin's history, the 2021-2023 drawdown, still produced annualized returns above 2% when measured from the 2020 starting point. The 2% bar is not a projection. It is a structural feature of how Strategy's capital stack is built. How the machine works, the mechanics are straightforward. Strategy raises capital through preferred stock offerings and convertible notes, uses the proceeds to buy Bitcoin, and services the preferred dividends from a combination of operating cash flow and periodic at-the-market equity sales. The preferred instruments generate hundreds of millions in new inflows around ex-dividend dates, which fund further accumulation. In March 2026 alone, Strategy acquired 46,233 BTC. That is nearly three times the total monthly output of all Bitcoin miners globally. On April 6, the company added another 4,871 BTC for $329.8 million. The buying has not slowed. If anything, Strategy's monthly acquisition rate has accelerated. The company bought more Bitcoin in Q1 2026 than in any prior quarter. The unrealized loss question Strategy's $14.5 billion in unrealized losses look alarming in isolation. The average cost basis of $75,644 sits above the current spot price of $78,021, meaning the treasury is underwater on a per-coin basis. But unrealized losses only matter if Strategy is forced to sell. The company has no margin calls on its Bitcoin holdings. Its convertible notes have no collateral triggers tied to BTC price. The preferred stock dividends are fixed-rate obligations, not variable. As long as the company can service those fixed payments, and the 2% growth threshold suggests it can in nearly any scenario short of a permanent Bitcoin collapse, the unrealized loss is an accounting line item, not a liquidity crisis. The real risk is duration mismatch. Strategy's debt matures over the next several years. If Bitcoin is still below cost basis when those notes come due, refinancing gets more expensive. But at current rates and Bitcoin's historical volatility profile, the probability of Bitcoin failing to compound at 2% annually over a multi-year horizon is extremely low. 800,000 BTC before month end. At the current pace, Strategy's next Think Bigger purchase will push holdings past 800,000 BTC. The company is now 17,000 BTC from overtaking BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust, iBit, as the largest single-entity Bitcoin holder in the world, and at 40,000 plus BTC per month, that gap closes within weeks. The competitive dynamic has shifted. Strategy is no longer just accumulating Bitcoin. It is absorbing supply at a rate that dwarfs institutional ETF inflows. Bitcoin ETFs pulled in $591 million in a recent week, while Strategy spent $329.8 million in a single day. Meanwhile, Bitcoin miners sold over 20,000 BTC in Q1 as the AI pivot drained their treasuries. Strategy is on the other side of that trade, buying what miners are selling. What 2% actually means? The 2% threshold reframes the risk conversation around strategy entirely. Critics have focused on the leverage, the unrealized losses, and the possibility of a forced liquidation. The company's response is structural. The capital stack requires almost nothing from Bitcoin to sustain itself. A 2% annual appreciation on $70,021 is roughly 1/416 per coin per year. Over the next 5 years, that compounds to a Bitcoin price of approximately $78,200. No one in the Bitcoin ecosystem considers $78,200 by 2031 an ambitious target. The bet is not that Bitcoin goes to $200,000. The bet is that Bitcoin does not go to zero permanently. At 2% annual growth, Strategy's preferred dividends are covered. Everything above 2% is excess return that accrues to MSTR common shareholders.